Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing moving forward with your ex. So before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, dateme.tips. That's www.dateme.tips. Do you need help trying to save your crumbling relationship? Would you like advice on how to try and get your ex back? Or maybe you need an action plan on how to try and get a girlfriend or boyfriend. I provide email coaching on all of these subjects and can help your specific situation. Visit my website dateme.tips to find out more details. That's www.dateme.tips. You will also find on my site the books that I've written, my clothing range, and other information. So now let's get back into today's podcast, and today we are discussing moving forward with your ex. So this podcast is about how to move forward with your ex. But first, I would like to ask for your help about moving forward with my podcasts. As you can hear, there is no background music today. Do you prefer my podcasts with no background music, or would you rather them stay as they were? Please let me know in the comments and also take part in the poll that I have on my Patreon. The poll is not behind a paywall and anyone with a Patreon login can vote. The link to the poll is in the description. So out of the blue, one day your ex texts you. The person who dumped you has now reached out. What do you do to move forward from this point? Here are three pieces of advice for this situation. So number one is stay relaxed. So you can feel euphoric when finally your ex reaches out to you. And although this doesn't always happen, there is no 100% guaranteed way to get your ex back. If you do everything right, then there is a great chance that they will one day reach out to you. I suggest that you implement my version of a no contact rule, and I suggest that you subscribe to my podcasts so that you can familiarize yourself with my version of a no contact rule and the other theories that I promote in how to try and get your ex back, because I believe that they will give you the best possible chance of achieving your goal. So please subscribe to my podcasts, check everything out that I've done. And if you do everything right, then you certainly increase your chances of one day hearing from your ex. And if you do, then you're going to be feeling very excited, very euphoric, and you can quite easily slip into a mistake, and that is by not being relaxed. So either you'll be very nervous and you'll kind of type something back that you then later regret, or you might be kind of just going over the top. You know, you might be kind of putting, "Oh, I'm so happy to hear from you. I've missed you so much." You know, all of that kind of stuff. You know, you want to be staying relaxed. You need to make sure you keep your frame. You need to make sure that you are staying kind of in control of the situation and not showcasing a lot of, you kind of showing desperation if you're so euphoric, because you're showing that you was desperate to hear from them. And now you have, you're so happy. And even though that's what you're feeling in your head, you don't want to be putting that across to your ex. You don't want to be showing that's how you're feeling at this moment. So just stay relaxed, stay chilled in the situation. Don't reply within a second. You know, even if you've got your phone next to you and you've got the text and you could definitely reply within a few seconds, just take your time. You know, leave it 10 minutes. There's no harm. If you're doing something and you're busy and you get the message, you glance across at your phone, you see it's your ex, make sure you finish what you was doing. You know, if you're eating, finish what you're eating. If you're at work, finish your shift. If you're with your friends, finish doing what you was doing. You know, there's no need to get back to your ex within a millisecond. Okay, you know, I'm not suggesting that you leave it days and days, but you know, if you're busy, then make sure you leave it to an appropriate time. And even if you're not busy, just leave it 10 minutes, okay? Make sure you're not coming across as desperate and just stay relaxed. Okay, now let's get into the piece of advice number two. And that is, remember that texting is a tool to set up dates. So you can't have a relationship on your phone. A relationship has to be done in person, and hence texting is a tool to set up dates. You don't want to be texting forever, and if you do, that can be a reason why your ex might drift off really, really quickly after they've got back in touch. You know, if you're just texting, if you're not showcasing a feeling and a desire to push things forward, then your ex will quickly drift away and things will just have gone wrong again, you know, for a different reason this time. But just if you hold in your mind that texting is a tool to set up dates, then you will realise that the aim of texting is to arrange a date. And I do suggest that you want to be trying to arrange that date ASAP, but you might need to move through the communication styles first. There's lots of different versions of communication. And depending on how you're feeling about the situation, you might want to go straight from texting to date, or you might feel it best to move through the different communication styles from texting to phone call to video call and then to meet. It just depends how you feel the situation is going. You know your ex better than me. You will know the vibe. It's just important to keep pushing things forward. So after 5 to 10 messages, maybe 5 or 6 messages, you want to be trying to push things forward. So if you're feeling good about the situation, you might want to ask your ex straight away to meet up. Okay, after 5 or 6 messages, asking them to meet up. It's probably not advisable to actually call it a date. Just say, would you like to meet up? You know, that will suffice. But if you're feeling things are slightly sticky at this point, maybe you need to do it a little bit slower. Then after 5 or 6 messages, you want to be suggesting that you then have a telephone call. Okay, you know, and during that call, you might then want to suggest to have a video call, or maybe after the telephone call, you'll go back to messaging. Okay, 5 or 6 messages, 5 to 10 messages, you would then suggest a video call at some point in the near future. And so on, if you see what I mean. You're kind of building this through the levels. So depending on how you feel, you just need to get to that date, get to that meetup ASAP. And just remember that texting is a tool to set up dates. You can't have a relationship on your phone. So now let's move into point number 3 and the final piece of advice in today's podcast. And that is to be happy, carefree and fun. So this is in your text messages, this is on a telephone call, this is on a video call, and this is certainly when you meet up. You must be happy, carefree, and fun. You cannot be anything negative. You know, you don't want to sound needy, you don't want to sound possessive, you don't want to sound desperate, you don't want to be the type of person that somebody would not want to spend time with, okay? And being happy, carefree, and fun are traits which make people want to spend time with you. You don't want to be nagging at your ex. You don't want to be frustrating them with questions, quizzing them about your time apart. Just let it go. Just be happy that they've got back in touch. They obviously want to communicate with you. If they meet up with you, they obviously want to spend time with you. Just be happy about that. Be carefree. Don't be stressed. And be fun. Make sure that you are having a playful, fun experience. Love is playful, okay? It is not supposed to be stressful. So if you remember those 3 points, then that will put you in a good position when you're trying to move forward with your ex. And it's a difficult situation. I'm not trying to pretend it's easy. It's not. It's challenging. But listen to that advice and you should be put in a good position to move forward with your ex. And as I said at the start of today's podcast, if you could really help me in the comments and in particular on the poll, the description will have a link to the poll, then I will know how you guys want me to push forward with my podcasts. You know, I want to do what most of you enjoy listening to most. And that is the question. Do you want me to be speaking with no background music, or do you like the podcasts as they were with background music? Let me know your thoughts and I want to look at the results. I'm going to be looking at the poll. I'm going to be reading the comments and I'm going to try to judge what am I going to do moving forward with these podcasts? You know, I'm not going to be able to please everybody, but I am hoping that there is a majority one way or the other, so I can at least kind of make podcasts which the majority of you like to listen to. So do you prefer it without music, as in today, or would you like me to keep them as they were with the music? Let me know in the comments, click the link in the description, and take part in my poll, and I will drop another podcast soon.